Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you're damn Skippy. We're starting now. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man. I'm Reginald Atatula. B. Scott in for
Let's
the
go.
OG John Lopez.
Let's do it.
Always a pleasure working with you, my man. And then, of course, it's always a pleasure having Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. I'm now going to start writing down the things that we're putting on the docket of In the Loop LLC. We're still on the hook for finding Nick Caserio's middle name.
We don't have that yet.
We haven't efforted it. We haven't gotten it yet, but we are still efforting. But now we got to get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on here. There's a couple more things that, again, because I have not written them down, I do not recall. But we have at least four things on the docket that we need to do as a show. Not today, but just in general.
We do know that Nick Caserio has a middle name, though.
I actually have confirmed that he has a middle name.
Okay.
He is not one of these degenerates that has no middle name. And if you have no middle name, I will not apologize. I believe you to be a degenerate. Let's get going on a Friday.
They just try to stay off the grid, man. They don't want to be too specific. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like, how am I supposed to be able to tell the difference? You better have a real specific first name or a real specific surname.
They are being intentionally vague.
I don't like that.
I'm just kind of here.
Lies by omission get to me. Because I hate the person that's like, well, I didn't say that. I'm like, no, you knew what you was doing,
damn
it.
Might not be able to handle the truth, man.
You knew exactly what you was doing.
Careful what you asked for.
You're right. I'm going to ask anyways. All right. It's a Friday. You can get involved with the program. In fact, we want you to get involved with the program. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And also, hey, appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. And look, it's a Friday, so it's a football Friday. Let me make sure I say that.
Indeed it is.
So we're getting ready for Texans, Jaguars in Jacksonville, noon on Sunday. And what's interesting for me here, B. Scott, is I have to ask this as a question, even though it feels like it's been an unquestionable fact for the last few years, maybe the last handful of years. Is this Jacksonville game set up to be a get-right game?
I don't think it's set up to be one. I think you would like for it to be one, but I feel like it's set up. If we're just kind of looking at it matchup-wise and how these teams are playing at this point, it's honestly set up to be like a problem. I think it's a desperation game, I gotta have it type of game normally. And I would love to come in here and tell you, because I'm the one who likes to joke about the Jaguars and poke fun at them and take them as an unserious outfit. I would love to come in here and do that on a football Friday, but I can't do it honestly based off of how they've played their first 2 weeks of the season and how the Texans have played their first 2 weeks of the season. It does not feel like get right game. I'd like for Jacksonville to be a get right game, but no, it feels like desperation. Gotta have it. You're not running the ball well. They are running the ball well. Your offense looks like it's going in the opposite direction of their offense. Their defense is playing well. Your defense apparently has some holes in it. And in a couple of different ways, like, I thought what was most troubling about the first couple of weeks was you had your pass defense look a little shoddy in the first week, and then your run defense look a little shoddy in the second week. And you're going up against a team whose offense is on the ascension, right? Both in the run defense and in what Liam Cohen is doing with Trevor Lawrence. And so I'm looking at it as more of a desperation game, a gotta have it game, as much as I would like for it to be a get right game. Now, obviously, if they win, it gets you right. It helps you, right? So you it's a get right game. It's a gotta have it game in all kinds of ways. You need not be 0-3 after this week.
Yeah, it can't be 0-3. Like, this is one of those. It simply cannot be that. The hellfire of the city of Houston and all Texas fans everywhere will rain down. If you thought that this week was uncomfortable with the ways that the fan base felt about the Texans, oh boy, do not break what has been, I think, Sean Pendergast's favorite streak, a very notable streak for the Texans, is that they have won their last 11 straight road division games. Like, and that dates back to David Culley.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so this ain't just D'Amico Ryans has come in and righted the ship. No. This dates back to when you was looking at these dudes and like, look at these jokers at the top of the organization, and they still managing to go on the road in the AFC South and get victories. You cannot break that now with all of the bad vibes that are happening
here. Yeah, I mean, and that is it speaks to my exact arrogance about the Jaguars and kind of looking at them, wanting to shrug my shoulders. This is an uncomfortable space to be in because I'm used to not taking them seriously. I'm used to kind of going in there with a level of arrogance and level of confidence, even if the team isn't that good. But right now, based off of how they're playing and how they've played over these last couple of weeks, I don't think that you can say that. I don't feel like you can feel that way, that it's just automatically a get-right game. You need it. You got to have it. But there are no guarantees here.
All right, so let me see if I can throw a few more things historically that might get you to that place. I have a feeling that you, as a man of conviction, will not sway. But, you know, I got to try. You know, some things you just got to give it a shot at. Can I interest you in the fact that you go back in last year, 2024, both times that you faced these Jacksonville Jaguars, of course, a different iteration of them.
Yep.
Not only did you get victories in week four when you faced them coming off of that Vikings game that should have been a little bit of a, oh, we are learning about this team type of moment.
Yeah.
You were returning back home, so this was a home game. You upped your entire offense and you upped your rushing game up to over the century mark. Right, you upped your entire offense by over 100 yards, and you were able to get back to rushing over 100 yards, which you hadn't done since week one. Similarly, later on in the season, week 13, at Jacksonville, which again fits in with the motif, was coming off of, you remember when you welcomed in Will Levis to to the building here at NRG?
Yeah.
And
I did the pregame show with Sean that day.
Yeah, he did those things. So you had a bad day week 12. You got back right with the Jacksonville Jaguars week 13 in Jacksonville. And again, it was another day where you went from rushing for 40 yards the week before to rushing for a buck 08, right? Like 108. Like, again, this is one of those games that something about that jersey, something about that team gets you to a place where you can come back on the other side and be a better version of yourself.
Yeah, don't threaten me with a good time. Like, you do not threaten me with a good time and an opportunity to bash the Jaguars. And, man, I would love, like, I enjoy hearing you say, hey, man, they got their run game together. I would love to be in a space where I feel confident in what the Texans run game is going to look like. I was just talking with this yesterday with Seth, like, not really knowing what their running back situation really is beyond Nick Chubb, or if between their committee or group of guys they have a bell cow or the right iteration of a collection of running backs, right? Like, we talk about the use of Woody Marks, the overuse of Dari Ogunbowale, not having a good feel for what this run game is, both in terms of identity and intent, right? Like, I'm not sure exactly who they are or what they're trying to do. So, yeah, it would be wonderful to think that this is a get-right opportunity for their run game and for their offense overall. I just haven't seen enough of the trends yet. So, yeah, no, historically, it's there, and the Jags gonna jag. Like, I do. Like, in the core of me feels that way, but just logically, based off of how they've played, albeit against some non-impressive opponents, and based off of how the Texans have played against some, let's be fair, fairly impressive opponents, I just don't feel it. It's rough.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And, I mean, Jaguars defensively, when you talk about rushing efficiency, they're middle of the pack in the league. And, I mean, rushing efficiency-wise, the Texans are actually not terrible running the football. If they find improvement, that might be something that you can get, which honestly would interest me to a great degree, because when you look at this team and what they at least they purported to want to be, what they set out to be, they set out to be a rushing offense that can do other things as well. I don't know how much anybody really wants to enjoy that as the blueprint for what they want. We don't have to get into that. That's what they kind of talked about: complementary football, maintaining possession, maybe being even somewhat of a ball control offense.
Yeah,
that does give me a little hope, especially when you go back to last year, understanding that feeling. And then finally, as a moment of trying to get you a little bit of hopium, or maybe just get into the place of a get right game. The poetry of this year versus the first win in the D'Amico Ryan CJ era, when in weeks 1 and 2 you lose those games and you end up versus Jacksonville in week 3 getting you a win to right the ship,
yeah,
and start the narrative that you need at a particular point. In this instance, it'd be the start of the Nick Caley era, I guess is the way that you would put it. But that poetry,
that maybe, is poetic.
Maybe we could just get to like the football gods or whatever deity that you would like to attribute this to. Is that the reason why you get right in this instance?
I like it. I think you got me on this one. You finally got me.
Okay, I thought this would be the weakest one.
Hey, no, you know what? Because I'm a sucker for poetry.
Okay.
I love me a good, that is very poetic. Now, I don't know if I'm actually sold, but I love the poetic nature of it. It does sound really good. I'll tell you what you said that really set me off, though. The complimentary football thing. Can we actually, let me ask the football gods, and let me ask the actual Texans, coaches and players, can we get some complimentary football for a change? Like, if that's going to be a sticking point of your identity as a football team, hey, we're going to play complimentary football. We're gonna do a lot of the basic things really well. Can we actually do that? One of the things that stood out to me watching that Tampa Bay game was how they lacked the complimentary football. Like, you're getting special teams play, but you're doing nothing on offense. Your defense is allowing the Bucs to a team that's not known for running the football to run it down your throats. And so can the offense and the defense support special teams? Can all of these things work together in concert? I don't know if they've had, and clearly they're 0-2. They haven't won a game, but I can't point to an example where it's felt like this has been a complimentary football team yet, right? This early on in the season. So that would be a wonderful thing to see them in this quote unquote get right game or desperation game or wherever it is you fall in the argument. Like, can we play some actual complimentary football? I would love to see it.
Yeah, I think that's some of the get right of it all. Like, I think that inherently, and we've talked a little bit about this, and I think we'll have to continue talking about this because the offense is such a focal point with what we're doing here. Some of the get right is just getting yourself on schedule, not just in the way that we've talked about, which is, you know, being first and second down successes, so you're third and short, third and medium.
It starts there, though.
It does start there. I think some of this is just with this particular offense that you were bringing to the fold, you knew that it was going to be a little bit of an upward, it was going to be a little bit of a steep learning curve. Finding some of what your identity is within this, because it does feel like they're searching early on. Finding that and settling into that could be something huge. And a week 3 does feel, week 3 against a team that's a little bit more manageable than the Jaguars versus weeks 1 and 2 against teams that, I mean, I got to give them credit. I know that in those moments, you still need to go win those football games. But again, teams that are formidable opponents, a little bit less formidable, not to look past the Jaguars. I think that this should be an opportunity for you to put a better foot forward in what you're doing, particularly offensively, even as you've learned a little bit about yourselves in weeks 1 and 2.
Yeah, well, definitely the fact that you have lost these first 2 games, Like, think about it. When the schedule first came out, or when we were trying to project what it would look like, what wins and losses might look like without actually having seen anybody play football, I'm pretty sure most people had penciled in the Texans winning at least one. Like, nobody had them going 0-3. A lot of people had them going 2-1, if not 3-0, because you're on the optimism side of it in the offseason and all of that, and you feel good overall about where the Texans are. But when you're just talking about the opportunity cost, right, you've already lost these two games, these first two games. Baltimore is around the corner before the bye week, okay? I don't feel like they should be just chalking that up as a loss, but, I mean, logically, most of us are not looking at that as a game that they have really good chances at winning. And so what are your get-right opportunities? What's your opportunity cost now that you didn't win either one of those first two games and now squeezed in between the Baltimore game, those two games and the Baltimore game, you've got these division opponents who should be manageable starting with this one with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And if you lose it, how desperate now is that next game against Tennessee, right? Like, in terms of not going 0-5 before the bye week and basically kissing your season goodbye.
It is oasis in the desert type. But you got to one of the last things that I wanted to mention.
My bad.
No, this is perfect. No,
another false start.
No, that's not a false start. This is what we call a setup. That's an assist, actually.
Here we go.
Right? And I think that what it is, and we saw this last night in Thursday Night Football. We'll talk about it more around the NFL today. But division games are a little different, baby. Like, you know, that familiarity that you have between opponents, which, again, is going to be a little tough because there's a new factor with the different head coach and different offensive system. But the familiarity that seems to come between two teams will take a team that was down or that was a 12.5-point underdog and make them play alongside with a team that we believe to be one of the two or three best in the league for 3.5 quarters just off the strength that this is a division game. And so I do think that that is part of this get-right opportunity that you have here, which is, even if you feel a little bit so-so about this game, which we will talk about in this program today, hey, man, it's a division game. Anything happens in East.
I love the division games are different because you are completely correct, right? Like, that is right. But how you feel about that, like, which side of the ledger you fall on that,
fair,
really kind of depends on how you're going into it, because, like, who benefits from that? Right, like Jacksonville could feel just as good about that as the Texans do, right? And vice versa, you could feel just as bad about it if you're inclined to feel pessimistic about your team in the moment, right? So, like, how do you feel about the division games are different sort of element? Depends on kind of your preconceived notion already.
No, 100%. Just getting going here on a Football Friday. A lot to talk about with this matchup between the Texans and Jags, and we will talk about all of it over the course of the show. Rock with us, 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. And we need you to keep doing that because I have this question for you pursuant to the Astros heading into the biggest series of the entirety of the season. Which Astros need to step the bleep up right bleeping now? 713-572-4610. We talk about it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.